The House Ways and Means Committee considered a bill first passed in the Senate that would allow a state takeover of Gary Community School Corporation for financial reasons. Committee Chair Republican Representative Tim Brown introduced the amendment to add Muncie Community Schools.
And there are a lot of school corporations out there that concern me greatly, but Muncie and Gary concern me the most.
According to the State Board of Accounts, Gary's deficit is nearly $20 million. Muncie's, factoring in all debt obligations, is $18.6 million. The amendment would designate MCS as a distressed political subdivision and would appoint an emergency manager to make decisions. This manager would outrank the superintendent and the school board. Brown says the measure would also fund chief financial officer and chief academic officer positions for 2 years and create a financial advisory board. MCS would have to have a positive cash flow for 2 years before coming out of the distressed designation. Brown says the committee doesn't allow testimony on amendments until after a vote has been taken. During legislator discussion, some lawmakers who voted no said that while Gary came to the state asking for help, Muncie did not. After the vote, those testifying from Muncie agreed.
There is a consensus in Muncie that we would request an opportunity to turn this ship around ourselves.
We have people back at home who can help us right our ship by ourselves.
And I think we can get out of this without the need for a state takeover.
That's Democratic Senator Tim Lannon, Democratic Representative Sue Arrington, and MCS Superintendent Steve Ball. Ball told lawmakers the district has worked to find more than $9 million of annual savings by privatizing services like maintenance, food services, and nursing, and changing vendors like its busing service. The bill, with its Muncie amendment, passed the committee. It now goes to the full House for a vote. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.